The false heroes must be eliminated. Having returned from the new continent and come to this lonesome land once more, Ozonesma the Capricious entered the Six Ways Exhibition Arena with a single-minded purpose. He knew that the true hero who defeated the Demon King did exist. As the only one who knew the truth, Ozonesma needed to bring ruin to all those claiming to be heroes, save for the true hero himself. It was only Satira the External of the final party who deserved such honor and glory, and Ozonesma firmly believed that this lone fact would save Alukt, the drifting compass needle soul. Everything about this driving impulse was unhinged. After suffering defeat in his deadly duel with Sojiro the Willowsword, Ozonesma finally realized that he had been lost to madness from the very beginning. The Demon King's arm that dwelled within Ozonesma was nothing more than a severed limb, but its very existence had been more than enough to corrode his sanity. Revealing the truth was the most terrifying act of all. The true Demon King was a visitor, called to this world by the Wordmaker, while the true hero was little more than a machine, possessing no valor or purpose of his own. That was the truth. If this truth spread across the world, where the terror from the Demon King's age remained and the embers of war still smoldered, everything that Alukt risked his life to protect would go up in flames. What Alukt had wanted was not sobering truth, but peace that delivered all from fear. Ozonesma had been plunging ahead to an end result completely opposite his own wishes. Right now, there were most likely three others besides Ozonesma who knew and could speak on the truth of the true Demon King. Hiroto the Paradox, Yukiharu the Twilight Diver, Morio the Sentinel. Each of them were visitors and part of the same camp Ozonesma had previously associated with. Hiroto the Paradox and Morio the Sentinel, both leading their respective nations, may not have openly spread this truth themselves, as it would destroy both Minion and Goblin society. But what about the journalist, Yukiharu the Twilight Diver? Ozonesma determined he posed more than enough of a threat. In fact, Yukiharu had made contact with many powerful people during the Six Ways Exhibition and was selling them all vital secrets. There was a chance he had already spoken to someone about the existence of Satira the External. Whether it was the result of dealing in such information or because he wanted to use it as a stepping stone to obtain new information, Yukiharu the Twilight Diver used the large-scale coup to sneak into the National Defense Research Institute. Moriyasha's commission to assassinate Yukiharu, having seen through his movements, was simply to erase from the playing field a journalist who knew too many inconvenient secrets and nothing more. This was most likely done at the behest of Rosclay the Absolute. They had aimed for the moment when defenseless Yukiharu could be caught without a shadow of a doubt. Even if Ozonesma hadn't accepted the mission, someone else would have come to kill Yukiharu. Nevertheless, it fell to Ozonesma to kill him. If he did, there would be no risk of the truth leaking any further. He could perform the deed with absolute certainty. Though it was only for a brief period of time, the job had entailed killing a comrade who had belonged to the gray-haired child's camp, just like Ozonesma. Perhaps he was simply repeating what he had always done up until now. Ozonesma the Capricious, just as his second name implied, repeatedly betrayed the side he was on and had wandered through several camps by now. Perhaps, being a chimera, it wasn't possible for not only his physical body to maintain consistency, but his mind and heart as well. He needed to make amends for his own mistake, allowing his guilt for slaying countless champions at Ezek the Chromatic's command to spur him to join the final party's journey, only to then betray them.